Good morning. It is the Studio W Sports Page, brought to you by J&J Sports Apparel.
Richmond. I grew up in Richmond to a certain point, then I moved to Halifax County, then I moved back to Richmond.
Did you always play basketball?
I played basketball until I was about 11th grade.
What position?
Forward. Yep. Favorite player was James Worthy.
Big game James.
'80s Lakers fan.
What's the difference?
More fast pace. And the introduction of the fast pace came in the '80s. Well, 1980.
My favorite player is always Michael Jordan.
Mike, how did you come about with the Richmond Ram Chargers?
Come up with the idea of the Richmond Ram Chargers. One day, maybe earlier this year, my seven-year-old son Jamal, told me he wanted to own a basketball team. That's actually what planted the seed in me. I have seven children. Oldest child 30, and my youngest is 7. So my youngest three, they get all the benefits. So so anything they typically ask for, I try my best to go get, because I grew up not having none of that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, we know, we understand. Yeah. Oh, trust us, we understand the struggles.
Yeah.
So it's so much I wanna ask. I don't know the exact angle I wanna ask you that. So you grew up playing basketball, you played basketball. Now you're owner of a team. What goes into the? Can you give us a little insight on the day to day of how it is to play for a team as opposed to being the owner?
To be honest with you, as far as playing for a team, I played because that's what was the culture at the time. I grew up on the South Side, right down the street here, Murray Street, okay, in Southgate. And
I used to live there.
Yeah, up there. And it was just the culture. Like, the culture was just riding bikes. So I really probably didn't have the interest in playing basketball. You know, I'm just keeping real with you. I didn't have the interest, but that's what we did. We played outside. So I played it just because that's what it was to do. And I had other interests at the time that led me to where I'm at right now. Yeah.
Okay, so how difficult it is, you know, as far as, you know, the day-to-day operations, as far as owning the team?
Well, it's a good thing that I have Mr. Turner here beside me. You know, it's a good thing. Listen, it's only two people that I would let speak for me, and that's my 8-year-old daughter and my mini-me and Mr. Iron Turner, so our general manager, that I can walk away from. So having viable people like that on the team, and then as well as having a supreme coach, Ray Neblett, I'm not going to call timeout. I'm not going to call timeout. Why? Because we have a well-seasoned coach that can handle that side of the realm. So as long as we have me and Mr. Turner handle the business, Mr. Ray Neblett, he's going to handle the coaching. So it's just about having the right people on the right team. You know, that's what I see as far as building anything, any type of successful business.
Okay, so Aaron, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
Excellent.
And so, again, thank you for having us and, you know, having us in you guys' home, I guess I can say.
Oh yeah. Hey, once you're in here, hey, your family from here on out, brother.
There you go.
So let me see how it feels to be in your shoes. What goes into being a general manager of a basketball team?
Great question. Like you said, just I guess being an extension of the owner for one, and also you know, you mentioned coaching, and we got a couple of people right now that's the foundation of the Richmond Ram Chargers. We have to talk about Tamika Cousins, which is our director of community outreach.
Yeah.
If I'm saying the title right, owner.
Yep, you're right.
Yeah, yes, sir.
You're right.
Tamika Cousins and the legendary Ray Neblett. So I'm going to say managing, but just like Mr. Fountain say, a team, and having a team just like you will have a basketball team. You have a point guard. The point guard has his duties, the forward, the center, and the list goes on and on. But managing everybody, and then, you know, once we get down to the players, managing the players. But mostly for me, once we get to the players, dealing a lot with them on the contract end and different things.
But just making sure everything rolls like a machine.
The ABA just finished their season. It's about to end. You're going to be involved next season. Well, actually, ABA is going on now. It's going on now. So Richmond Ram officially joined in October of 2023. So, you know, going to websites or whatever, everything. But we have a year of preparation and getting things together, and also observing, because this is new territory for us to get in with the city, and with the league. So, with that being said, just learning and just looking at what others are doing, you know, with friendly.
Let me just say this, the scouting, I think, and I might, if I'm saying this right, let me know. I probably get the bulk of the players inbox me and wanting to be with, I guess, try to be on the team, and sending me videos, things of that nature. The very first day I spoke of, after I brought into the ABA and I announced it, maybe 2 hours later, a young man inboxed me, a 7'1", 23-year-old. And so I had to go see him the next day. So I mean, this was just the first day after I signed the paperwork. But essentially it's going to be a wonderful thing. Listen, I want you to just understand when the Richmond Ram Chargers start our first official game in the first of November. My goals, Iron's goals, and everybody's down with the core of the situation is we're going to win 3 championships back-to-back.
Yeah,
3 championships back-to-back. If we're going to do it, we're going to go ahead and do it 100%. Why stop?
Yeah, of course. To ditto that, you know, when we say that, people are like, oh, wow. Just like Deion Sanders talk about, We come in, we win a championship, none of that type of stuff.
Don't hit it too hard. It's early. I'm always going to ask the difficult question.
Okay.
All right, but first off, like Mr. Felton, like what was the thought process into going and getting the coach and knowing that he was the Ray Neblett was the right coach for this team?
Okay. Let me just, I got to take something behind all this. I also run Fountain for Youth Foundation. We go into communities, book desert communities, and we build libraries, right, for the children. Mr. Neblett has spoken at 2 of my grand openings. I opened up 19 libraries. He's been my special guest speaker at one of my special guest speakers at 2 of them, and actually sponsored one through inner city basketball. So I had a relationship with him. You know, I knew where his heart was. See, everybody that's on the team, I handpicked because I knew they had a special God-given talent, right? I don't want my best friend, my cousin. None of them is going to make the cut. You know what I'm saying? On like my home team, like the general manager and things of that nature. Sir. Sorry about that.
Okay. I mean, no, that's good. I mean, because he can draw the inner city, the home team talent back to Richmond. Other places.
And he's worked with them for the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, I went to his camp a few times as an adult just to see how it is and everything. Yeah. And to me, it couldn't have been a better pick at church.
Exactly. Who are... Yes, listen.
Mr. Homegrown.
Yes, and he deserved his flowers. That's what it's about, you know. I understand this. Ray deserves his flowers. If I'm not mistaken, I probably was the first person that asked him to be a coach, whether it been from a middle school, high school, college, anything.
Yeah, he'd been deserving of.
Yes, and we're going to give him a shot, and we're going to put him on the stage, and we're going to take him to the next plateau. That's what it's about. We're not running adult AAU. We're running a professional team that's going to have professional talent, that's going to play at a professional level, that's going to help this city grow. You know, everybody is up, people... Individuals always want to say, won't someone do it? Nah, won't you do it? So we're going to do it. I'm not waiting nobody else to do nothing for me. I'm going to put the team together and we're going to make it happen. That's just what it is. Did that when I was young and I'm going to do it now.
I know that's right.
I mean, hey, perfect mentality for
it. Yes, sir.
Because everything is only strong as the foundation that it's built on.
Yes, sir.
There you go.
So, you think y'all going to reach into tapping into the overseas talent that's homegrown to come and play for y'all in their off season if they in the off season?
I wish I could tell you, sir. I wish I could tell you, but it's confidential right now.
What kind of answer that? Just you know, without throwing too much out there, we've had people all around, overseas and everything, has been reaching out, just like you said, your inbox, my inbox as well. So it's like everywhere. So it's not just, you know, Joe Lo here in Richmond.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So it's everywhere. It's everywhere.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then actually to go further in that, we want this to be an opportunity for that kid who maybe at John Marshall, Huber Knight, who maybe not quite ready to go overseas yet, or either the G League or whatever. Okay, you know, you have a professional team here that you can, you know, just
grow.
You know, just get in, like, get your feet wet. Yeah, get your feet wet, you know. So, and that's what we haven't had here, you know, because if you understand with the whole basketball levels, it's like, okay, you might be in that mid level. You might have the talent, but you need to develop a little bit to even go overseas or, you know, definitely to a G League or and most questionably the NBA.
Yeah,
so now you got something here, it's still going to be hard. But at least it gets you in the door.
And you can understand what it takes to get to that next level.
Yeah.
For the door to open for you in the G League or overseas, I understand.
But we will create that next level. The G League. Why can't we be the G League?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we be NBA? 5 years ago, and I told Aaron this the first day I spoke to him. I asked him about being general manager. I told him 5 years we're going to be in the NBA. That's why it's imperative that we win 3 championships and draw attention. It's going to happen. 3 championships in a row, 5 years from now, the NBA going to contact us and we're going to be the new expansion team coming to the NBA.
And the thing about that, you know, when we say that,
it's written. Trust me.
And see, when we say that, it's not
plant the seed and watch it grow.
Right. Yes. You know, when we say that, it's nothing like hard at all, because again, if you know the history of the ABA and stuff,
it's original.
With Virginia Squires and all that, and then you know,
Dr. J played here.
Yeah, Jay and all of them. So it just hasn't been done in so long.
Yeah,
but it's not impossible.
No,
you know, at all. So
what KG said?
No, it hasn't been done at all. It actually hadn't been done at all.
Well, not on that end. Yeah.
Yeah. In NBA, no team in the NBA have been in Virginia.
Right.
In history.
Yeah.
Virginia name, you know, DC probably gonna come here, but it's still gonna be DC, mm-hmm. 5 miles into the state. But we're going to be Virginia at the very end of the day, in the NBA.
All right. Now, say that dream comes true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you go with the original name of the ABA team from Virginia as an NBA professional team?
No.
You wouldn't bring the Squires?
It sounds good, right?
But, I mean, I'm just asking.
No. Let me just say, it sounds good, but why be in debt before we start?
Okay.
There you go.
We got to pay for that name. They ain't going to let us get it for free.
Okay, I feel.
Why not build something? Like I said, why won't somebody give you something? Let's build our own. You know what I'm saying?
Build it from scratch.
Yeah.
Okay.
That way it's sincere. It's God, man, listen, it's written in stone for one thing, and that's just what it is. Oh, man, I wish I could be real on here like I want to be.
Who said that you could?
Nah. Listen, anything, me personally, I'm not arrogant at all, but I believe in myself, right? Anything I personally said after I turned 35 that I wanted to do, I'm 47 right now for the last 12 years. Anything I said for the last 12 years that I wanted to do actually happened.
Well, then that you planted that seed in your head exactly. With your own vision board.
Yep.
You've seen it and now it's coming to fruition for you.
Exactly. And this ain't even got started. But I already know what's how it's gonna play out.
Look at what you just said, dude, bro.
Yeah.
You said that your 7-year-old said he wanted to own.
And that started mm-hmm. the ball rolling. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
And you went out there and made it happen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like I said,
it's about the foundation.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have to start.
And I understand what you're saying. Like,
yeah. What I tell you, what did I say before we start this? And I said that, what is the, and you asked me why I don't sleep for 2 hours. And I said, because I don't want to grow old and not be financially stable, right?
Yeah.
well,
you ain't gonna leave them without.
Exactly. They're going to be set up so they can take care of me. I need somebody to push me in a wheelchair that I can rely on.
But you know what? What people do that already?
Oh yeah. Well, see, remember, Dennis Howe, and here's the one small fact I never told anybody. Aaron and I never met until this morning. So I'm 8 years old, actually meeting the person. We found on Facebook for so long. No, that's it.
Yes, we laugh.
So anyway, this is where the billionaire mindset first came into play. So now it's almost like every time that he's posted something on there, it's like, okay, there's a reason why, but I need some more time to understand where he's coming from. And all these years I'm sitting there thinking, man, I wish I could have like conversations like what we're having now. It's like, okay, how did this came into play? You know, because the goals are amazing. And then what I saw the other day, talking about, I'm going to have my first black grocery store in 2026. And I'm like, my jaw dropped when I saw that earlier this week. I'm like, okay.
You planting your seeds too.
Oh, yeah. Aaron has planted his seeds for years.
Yes.
A long time ago. Yeah, but now we're seeing the results of his labor that he's created. So again, now with me, I gotta give him flowers for this one, because this dude here, man, is like, yo, he starts out every morning with his billionaire mindset message, and it's like, you know, I'm thinking like, okay, so how we started off, we gotta like, again, this is the year, like Hassan just mentioned earlier, you gotta bet on yourself.
Yeah.
In a nutshell. Because
that's always been the case if you want to succeed. Right.
But we gotta take it more seriously now. We've been, you know, procrastination is our own worst enemy.
Right.
And we have to, and see, the whole thing about it is the reason why we've been hearing the narratives for years about Virginia's never had an NBA team. Well, all it takes is somebody to change the narrative. And why not us? Why not
NBA? I understand that, but it's hard to succeed fighting against the commonwealth.
But see, hold on. I'm gonna stop you right there. And this is why me and this man has always been the same faith. Me and Hassan has known, you know,
I'm just saying years. Because
of, you know, to, you know, and not to, you know, well, I just put it out there. I don't look at hard to fight the commonwealth and anything like that. And one of my favorite quotes is, paraphrase a little bit, is like, it's always impossible until somebody do it. It's always impossible to somebody do it. So for years here, people might say about, you know, NBA team or whatever, but just like Hassan say, piggyback on him, somebody got to do it. We can't keep on waiting, or we can't keep on saying it's hard to do this. They gonna stop this. They gonna stop that. So that's never been in my mind. That never goes in my mind.
Well, I'm gonna say this. Yes. I'm glad that y'all here. Because they said no in the casino, and I think that y'all gonna be bigger than the casino.
Yeah. Oh, we are gonna be bigger than the casino.
Yes.
So question for you.
That paved the way.
Let me talk about that right quick. A private conversation, whether it's gonna be public now, with me and Hassan. When that casino did not work, Hassan, I was on the phone with you the next day.
You probably clapped.
We were like, you know, this is the open. This is the
That's
open
the
right
door.
Here. This is the open right here. Okay.
All right, so where are your home games going to be played at?
They're going to be played Huguenot High School to start off with, to begin with. Huguenot High School. I didn't want to say it at the present moment, but, I mean, that's fine, too. But,
yeah, we'll say.
But we're shooting for the Coliseum for our second season.
Okay, that was going to be... I was trying to lead up to that.
That's the Richmond Coliseum. What they doing to it? They fixing it?
No, it's they have workers there every day.
I mean, I'm just saying because it's gated.
Yeah, that's just
Yeah, that's
well. Now we
that's a whole another show.
Hold on.
It's available.
I'm gonna ask both of y'all. Do y'all remember high school games being played there? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Off the ad center, everything.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was a kid. I might be a couple of years younger than y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But my oldest sister
mm-hmm.
used to take me to those games mm-hmm. at the Coliseum.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I'm like, I'm 8 years younger than her.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm eight while she in high school and
oh, yeah.
she a cheerleader and everything.
Mm-hmm.
She taking me to these games and
mm-hmm.
before I got in love with the game of basketball, I didn't understand half of the greatness that I was watching at that time.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I'm 8 years old watching Ray Hood and Raymond Lawrence in high school play against other great talent.
Mm-hmm.
Until I started playing basketball and started understanding who they were.
Right.
You know Ray R. Lawrence? The name you just spoke of, right?
Ray Hood?
No, what's...
Raymond Lawrence.
Yeah. Ray, I call him Ray. Yeah. I work with him, actually, right? And, oh, man, yeah. Very, 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 man, very... A legend.
This man went down in college and almost averaged 40. I might have seen Alvin Lee play and don't realize it as a kid. I done heard so many stories about this dude, Alvin Lee. They said this man could take two steps past half court and he ready to pull up in the whole gym, say, shoot, Lee.
Way before time. Yeah. Way before his time.
Hmm.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But Raymond Lawrence is a legend, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. Raymond Lawrence. Yeah. Trust yes. what I'm saying.
Good, everything. Ray Hood. Well, Ray
man, his son is a legend, too.
Mm-hmm. Two?
Yes.
I'm going to just say this. I still run the original battle.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
But scoring like wise.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll say that before March Madness was really. See, our March Madness was after Austin Ash, man, when we had the tournaments in March. And
man,
we had John Marshall, George Webb, mm-hmm. and Aaron
Paul Pressman.
And Bethel High School came into town.
Mm-hmm.
When A.I. first got on the scene,
mm-hmm.
and he just torched everybody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, and every time we went right past it, those were the highlights of my life. It's like, man, those were the best times ever.
Yeah.
The 7-5, I think, I don't really think that their talent was better than ours. It was just always one player on a team that separated itself from our all-around talent that we had on teams when we might have went down there to play them in football or basketball mm-hmm. and championships.
Mm-hmm. It's always that one guy, no matter on which side. You can divide Virginia up in four sections. You got the Central, you got the North, you got the 757, and you got the Mountains.
I mean, but to me, you know who I think the greatest
player that came out of Virginia is.
Outside of Moses Malone, far as basketball, Grant Hill. And he don't get enough. He don't get enough.
That's very debatable, but that's another show, too. Grant
Hill. What you mean?
I'm not disrespecting him at all. He's a great player, but the greatest one came out of VA.
It's gonna be Iverson, but
yeah.
Would you say that outside of his injuries?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, he had almost 40 triple doubles his rookie year. He was a co rookie of the year with Jason Kidd. Before the ankles went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but would Biggie would have been the best if he didn't die? We don't know.
yeah.
Could have been a bum.
All right. I'm sorry for getting off track on the interview.
So moving on.
Yeah, I wanted to see where was your vision as far as, you know, your home, where you're playing at home now, as in we playing for next, you know, next couple of seasons after that. Because, you know, we got two buildings
mm-hmm.
as far as the Richmond Coliseum. And an Arthur Ashe Center that has been known to play legendary basketball games, and they're being highly underutilized.
Yeah, Can I ask that real quick?
What?
Let me just, before we even go any further with the author ask, I actually, two places I contact first, right, was the very first place was the Siegel Center. And then the second place was Arthur Ashe. Arthur Ashe is off the table. They're not even willing to conversate about that. It's through RPS. They're not ready. So they're gonna, that's, I think they're going to demolish that.
Yeah, they are. They are.
Siegel Center, we're going to play them and force the hand and get in that play there regardless.
One way or another, we get there. Huh?
Yeah.
One way or another, we get there. That's understood. So,
and with that, that's just the beginning. We're talking about the Coliseum and all of that. So, the future is having a home.
The future
is to build one.
See, the good thing about the ABA, they have incentives. That's built into the situation where they actually have contractors on that build. If you have the space, the land, or whatever, they'll build, and they'll figure it in for you. So that's just something down the line. But I would really love to have the Richmond Coliseum. I hadn't spoke to anybody about that, but I do say we have to win a championship to get there.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to walk in the door.
I'm behind y'all.
The three.
Mm-hmm. Y'all going to get them.
Oh, we will.
All right, we'll get them.
We will.
Y'all gonna have cheerleaders?
Yes, sir.
Mascot?
We have a mascot. Mm-hmm. Actually, I was looking online for a Ram mascot. Yeah, I found one actually. So,
I just threw in some ideas. Ask question. What about a pep band? Some schools they have the pep band.
I remember what I was saying. I had a. I have a Found Few Foundation where we work with the schools. Like one of our biggest incentives was going to schools doing free book fairs like Scholastic Book does, right? So we go in there, you don't have to pay for the books, right? So I built a big following with public schools throughout Virginia and Northern North Carolina because we're not just here in Richmond.
Okay.
So as far as, like you said, the bands, we're going to have different shows. Listen, this is going to be the best. What halftime? We're going to stretch halftime out to 20-30 minutes.
Ooh.
Halftime, we're going to have the best 30 minutes any Richmonder, anybody living in Central Virginia can have per week. Best 30 minutes. Why? Because we're going to have a show doing halftime. We're going to have, whether it's marching bands, we're going to import artists. Listen, do you have local artists that would like to try out to be on our... to come on and be on a big stage? We're not only giving the ballers to get on the big stage.
Yes,
we're giving local individuals.
Yes.
We're giving local restaurants vending space to come out.
That was my next question.
We got to help people grow. It ain't about us. It's about everybody.
About everybody.
Right.
The perfect day, and we got the perfect platform to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I was...
Aaron would say this a lot. It takes a village.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And you got five the biggest... people finds community with you.
Yeah.
Ray Neblet and
Tamika.
I grew up with Tamika.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Good people.
So yeah. And they got a big deal in the community.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah.
And they open doors they'll introduce you to other endeavors through the people that they know.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And things like that. And it's going to continue to grow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have 9 months. We have what? Not 9 months. We have 11 months before the season actually start. 10 months, actually, before the season actually start. I have been involved with the ABA for the last 3 months, right? And this is what you get out of the three-month conversation, right? This would, you know. So imagine what it's going to be back like come summertime. Because this is going to be more than to me, Tamika, Raymond, Mr. Neblet, and Aaron. We have other people strategically going to be rolled out. And you said community people, handpicked people that's actually in the community. Nobody's going to be, I can tell you this, there's going to be no money grabbers on our round table, sitting at our round table. No money grabbers. If you're not for the community, and what I mean by the community, that means all race, colors, creed, whatever you have, you want to say it, we're going all across both sides of the tracks. We're going everywhere. It's not about one particular type of people. It's about Virginia.
Scouting.
Virginia.
Scouting.
Yes. And I'm talking crowds, players, cheerleaders, entertainers, vendors, everybody. It's about the people. It's not about one particular type of person. You know, our people. So... and that's how we have to be, and that's the way we are going to be, and that's where we're grounded so we can grow. We just don't want to be centralized to one particular little situation that we'd never grow. Therefore, we're never giving our players the opportunity to grow. I don't want to waste nobody's time. What I want to waste somebody's time for? I have a family. I'm not wasting my time. So I don't want to waste the players' time to anybody else. So, yes, sir. Sorry about that.
No.
I'm passionate in this.
Yo, Kev, you got any more questions?
Are you guys going to be in like a division or league of some sort?
Yeah, sir. We're going to be in the Eastern Division. Let me run down the teams that we'll be playing for you real quick here. I truly apologize. I wasn't ready for this question, but I'm going to find it for you. But we have, I can tell you this. Our division, which we call it, because I don't want to look for it right now. Our division actually runs from, it's the Eastern Division, and with the ABA, they call it Red Division, but it's the Eastern Division. And we play in our division from Charlotte, North Carolina, far as north is Maine, and far as west is Ohio. That's just the division that we're in. All right. So we're going to win that division. That's hands down. That's we're going to win the championship. So we're going to win the division. So after we finish playing the division, we got to play 20 games. We got to play 20 home, 10 home games, 10 away games, to qualify to be in the playoffs. Now we can play 50 games, but we have to play 10 home, you know, 20, 5, 10 and 10. So, outside of that, we get to play for the national championship only if we win our division. So yeah.
Yeah, and it's split up just kind of like a college deal. There's like four different divisions. And correct me if I'm wrong, Hassan. Uh-huh. Four different divisions, and then, you know, everybody joined together. This year would be in Mobile, Alabama, the four.
For the championship
game. Yeah, for the championship. So it's like a Final Four type deal. So that's how they doing it now. Yeah.
But 2025, what is it, 2025, it's going to be in Richmond. We're going to force the hand. See, we got to the ABA got to play into us too. They got to get down with how we going to do. It's not being arrogant. It's just being motivated about what you have going on and about yourself.
And also with the ABA, shout out to the ABA because they've been very, very tremendous supportive.
Yes,
so it's one of the things that it's out there for the taking.
Yeah,
it's out there for the taking. So,
they want
to go on his way. Right. So it's we get the weekly emails. I mean, Hassan get the weekly emails from the owner and president of the ABA, and you know, and he ends it with like anything you guys need, you know.
Yeah.
And that's it. So it's there for the taking.
Yeah,
it's there for the taking.
Joe Newman, the CEO of the ABA. He actually owned. He was part owner in with the original ABA of the Indiana Pacers. When they went along and did came back in 1999, him and the original owner of the Pacers, the other guy, they came and started the ABA, which was a subsidiary of the NBA, because the NBA ended up buying the imprint. ABA, so when they merged with them, and so in order to get back when they had to become partners in 1999, so the G League is cool where it's at, but actually,
the Continental Basketball Association,
and actually, you know what G League stand for? In reality, it's Gatorade. Mm-hmm. Gatorade bought the league,
right? Yeah,
and it's called the G League. Yeah,
D League. Yeah,
it used to be the D League.
Baseball is with the farm league.
The farm league, yeah.
Yeah. It's needed. Need one for football too, but it's neither here nor there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but you guys, any more questions? I want to pick you guys' brains some real and some into today's basketball action. I want to see what you got. Okay. Let's see you guys hear that with that.
Cause
we do this all the time.
Yeah. Okay. Let me, if I don't want to run it, but we do got an announcement. You want to talk about the trial?
Oh, yeah, by all means. Y'all got anything y'all want to get right here to platform?
No, we were good. So, yeah, this is a special announcement that lasts, 12 hours?
Yeah. We will have our tryouts at Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club, R Street, in the eastern part of Richmond. And it's going to be November the 20th.
Not November,
February.
I'm sorry. I thought was wrong.
February 20th.
Oh, I already know how close to that is.
Exactly.
Yeah, I picked the guys that bought my first cup of coffee. Yeah, they'll tell you how rough that was for me.
It's going to be February 24th and 25th. At Boys and Girls Club, the Salvation Army Boys and Girls Club, R Street, in the eastern part of Richmond. We have, go on our Facebook page, Richmond Ram Chargers, Instagram, Richmond Ram Chargers, and you can get that further information. We will be selling tickets for the tryouts. You have to purchase your tickets, pre-purchase your tickets at Eventbrite, and I'll be putting that up here soon. The tickets would be $35 per player, $65 if you don't pre-register for it. Yeah. So it's $35 from the beginning and $65 if you walk to the door, because it's very inconvenient. If you walk to the door, so you got to pay $65 to play the calls to be the boss. So,
wow.
Come on out. And we're going to be paying the players. So
it's professional.
Yeah.
All right, Ramon, it's time to come out.
Yeah, so
it's time to make what happen.
I'm doing my wingtips.
So pass the word if anybody know, you guys as well.
And they will be promoting it within the next 24 hours on social media. Yeah.
We're getting all that out there.
The more information we comes in, like I said, man, it's gonna be in heavy rotation.
Yeah.
Aaron knows me and how I follow my page.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
him by himself and Mel.
I see it all the time on my social media.
There you got some talking about.
Hey man, look.
Yes.
They've been. I'm gonna put it like this. You know how sometimes certain things get shoved down your throat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I took that aspect of making sure that you see what's about to happen.
If I have to tag you, I'm gonna make sure y'all gonna see that.
Yeah, because I follow Ray and Tamika, so
right.
And like I said, remember, it takes a whole entire village, because with them, they planted the seeds. And it's gonna be in rotation anyway. When you have a huge following. And especially sometimes when you bring topics that can bring people together and start conversations, something like that. You know what I'm saying? This is like a round table of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this is Field of Dreams.
They will come, exactly.
Right. Field of
Dreams.
They will
come.
Right. And also before you get to your question, the thing about this whole thing is what me and Hassan have been talking. We used to talk probably like a couple times a month. Now, like every day, two, three times a day.
And I've been knowing Aaron since 2016, I think it was. So.
Yeah, roughly. Yeah, it seemed like longer than that. Yeah.
Right.
That's as long as you're saying, though.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, exactly. Before my studio was done. Exactly.
Right. Right. So here's the thing with this whole thing, especially in this city, and, you know, we mentioned the casino. I don't want to get into much of political or anything like that, but we have to do things for ourselves, and we can't just sit here and wait. Why this don't happen? So this is what we're doing. So we're not asking for anything. We're being self sufficient, and you know, we want a basketball team. He had the vision. He asked me to join along, and that's it. That's it. You know, of course, we're gonna need the community help
and the corporate sponsors
and sponsors and you know all of that. So. This is just the beginning. So when we talk about the stadium and all that, you know, we're talking about Coliseum for right now. That's just for right now. But we are talking about the stadium, you know, for the Richmond Ram Chargers. So just like what they were saying with the casino and everything, the stadium, that's jobs. and that's, you know, economy, you know, the economic base, you know, brought to the city. So it's time for us to do it. Yeah. Not sitting and waiting on somebody to come in or whatever to do it.
Yeah. Along with the jobs that might and other opportunities, the one thing that y'all got that they didn't have nothing to say about is community.
Community, and then we want to emphasize, we definitely want to emphasize on that. You know, everybody, across, like I said, all across the tracks, whatever, Hispanic, Black, White, whatever. This is the Richmond and surrounding counties, Petersburg, Hopewell, you know, Dinwiddie,
Central Virginia,
with the casino, but it was nothing else. Y'all got everything.
What we gonna build, not try, what we gonna build.
Remember, it's all
not bad.
No,
you're good.
It's good, and I totally understand your side too, Lamar. But remember, it all starts with the mind. When you wake up in the morning, and a lot of times people, I see this post all the time. Why am I up? Well, here's the thing. If you get up early, that means there's work to do. There's work to be done. Or somebody needs to speak to you about something. So always be ready for that 2-3 in the morning phone call, because something is on their mind and they need to talk to somebody. So we all been down this road before, that there are times we can't sleep, or if we got to get up early, guess what? Something, it needs to be done. That's the way it all starts.
Hey, Mr. Brown, I want to extend a hand out to you and let you know, when we have our trials, the second day, we're going to have media day for the to come out, the local news stations, podcasters, anybody that's want to get out and see what's going on with the Rich and Ram Chargers. We're also going to have our sponsors. Future sponsors there looking at the second half of the trials, second day. I want you to come out. And as well, when we have our games, I want you to come set you a table out, and I want you to promote what you have going on. And,
oh, yes.
And you can, because we want to have three of you out there doing the same thing. It's all about giving you all opportunity.
Right.
Building you know what I'm saying? And right there on the side of the court at the game. And you know, you're not working for us, and we ain't not working for you, but you're building your situation right there. And it's the same thing about, like I was saying, bringing people together and letting them build. We meet you where you at.
Oh, yeah.
You sell T-shirts. Come on over here and sell me some T-shirts so we can make some more T-shirts.
Right. And then we talk about community. We've done a couple of community events already with just me and Hassan so far. And one of the last ones, it was a Christmas Day tour drive. We had maybe like, I don't know, 6 or 7 vendors, maybe more, maybe about 10 vendors.
Yeah, about more than 10,
Tamika actually,
organized that.
Organized that, Tamika Cousins. And I was talking to somebody about that, and I was saying, it's like out of these 7 or 8 vendors, everybody's coming to the table for a common cause. Nobody's come in to say, you know, you got to have $1 million, whatever, but you have something for somebody. So when we come together, and just like Hassan, you know, he put a post out there, like Voltron. you know, so, and that's what we got to get back to as a community.
Yeah,
you know, we used to be like that. We used to be like that because, you know, we used to be that, you know, you're the insurance guy, you was the doctor, you was the HVAC guy, you know, all of that type stuff. But now what we doing now, you're the HVAC guy. No, I don't want to do this unless you give me a check. No, I want to do this because, you know, you got to pay me. Cut all of that. Cut all that for the common goal.
You look out for me.
Right.
I look out for you.
Right.
We got each other back.
Right. Now, in 2023, you can't even go and get that cup of sugar no more. They're like, how much you got?
Sugar. I'm not open the door for you.
Right.
No, who are you?
When you can just sit there with your sofa and leave the ring on.
Yeah.
Right. So,
this
is why this whole, it's not just basketball. Me and Hassan have been talking about it. We probably put it on a shirt somewhere. It's bigger than basketball. It's bigger than basketball. Cause we, you know, basketball is going to be the platform. And even we were talking about further things, and, this is something I didn't even told you about. a mentorship program. So when I say mentorship program, so as we grow, you know, I can't be no general manager for 100 years old.
No.
So you get kids that sports management degrees or whatever coming in. You know, same with the owner. Mm-hmm. You know, you spend a day with the owner. You know, things like that. So this is bigger than basketball.
You learn what it, you know,
right.
It's other outlets and other ventures that you can take.
Mm-hmm.
Without even having time playing a sport, as long as you know the business side and
that
side.
Mm-hmm.
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. It's just playing the sport for real.
Yeah. No question. No question.
You see it every day in the NBA, or for the longest time, when I said you saw it with the beginning of the Michael Jordan era.
Mm-hmm.
You had to learn that you was a product of your team, or the owner of their team, but it gives me a chance to become my own business. Like I said, the internet, Mike and me, it'll be the GOAT because of the way that these players get the money that they get now.
Mm-hmm.
If it weren't for him,
you
won't get the money that you get when you can sit there and ask somebody for going out, hey, I'm on 2 years, $100 million. Hey, Mike, I ain't gonna resign my contract unless you give me a lifetime deal.
Yeah.
And
who started that with? Probably the greatest owner of the commissioner of the NBA, David Stern.
David Stern seen
something with that man and say he gonna take this league into the future.
And international. He did
international. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what he did, the biggest stage of all, the dream team,
the Olympics.
Team.
Mm-hmm.
Took him 5 years to get it, but hey.
You got it.
That's the difference between him and Magic Johnson.
Right,
that's the difference.
Right now, when David Stern seen with the NBA and if I can't do it with everybody, it's this one person that I know that's going to take us into the future.
Okay.
The way it is because of him.
So why they didn't change the logo then? Because he's just a regular person to them.
They didn't ask everybody. They haven't asked a lot of players, and owners, and coaches. Mike has said it himself.
I'm quite sure.
You have to keep it at Jerry West.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jerry West didn't even want the logo to be him.
He didn't even know it was him at first.
Right.
He didn't even know
that
he was the logo.
That was the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was the crazy part. Yeah. Like, that was me.
I mean, but you gotta look. You think about what Mike out, even with Mike not being the logo, he's still on most of the team jerseys.
True.
Or on the shoes of the team.
On the shoes.
Oh yeah.
And some court.
He built, like you said. He did what you said.
His brand with inside of the image. Then it's a reason that Kobe got a brand. LeBron got a brand.
Yeah.
KD got a brand. Man said this first year, they said they won't project it to make $300 million off this first shoe. They made 30.
That's why he's my
growing
up. He was my favorite because that's all I seen.
Yeah,
his mama
said,
"Sit down and take this. Sit down and have these people at night out."
Mm-hmm. His mama.
So, going back. Let's talk about today's basketball. What's your favorite? Who you like this year in the NBA?
I'm a Lakers fan. No matter who they play in, whatever.
They gonna win the championship this year.
I was a fan of that. Like I said, I grew up with my father looking at Kurt Rambis, looking at James Worthy. I met James Worthy at Southside Plaza. He signed a pair of shoes for me at the A&N over there.
Oh man.
Magic Johnson. Was Danny Ainge, that squad, you know, the Fast Squad. But
Dana with himself.
Baron Scott. That's what I meant to say.
And Cooper.
Thompson.
Now I'm gonna tell you something. I was a Lakers fan up until the first incident of Kobe's career. Then I was
Kobe. Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe kind of made me stop liking the Lakers.
Really?
Yes.
You thought he was arrogant?
He was a crybaby. I wouldn't even say arrogant. And it was the cardinal rule. You got caught in your situation, then you want to tell everybody. Then you look down. I just look at some of the early Kobe incidents that made me really stop. Even made me stop like having an NBA team.
Now, are you talking about the incident in Colorado?
No, that was the start of it. But like you said, you went to the organization, you went to the head of the team. I don't want to feel here no more. You got rid of Shaq, you got rid of Phil, but then you cry. You go get Rudy Tomjanovich, and you find out, oh, I need Phil to win these championships.
Well, he was nothing but Michael Jordan. I mean, he dictated what the team did. The same thing. But if Mike would have cried, Phil would have been out of there too. It was built around him the same way. Same way, except Kobe didn't know how to make wise decisions. Maybe he was younger. He didn't have that mom, dad, base behind him or whatever.
Some of the things that he did.
Yeah.
And then you got to look at, you hit on the head about young. Kobe was a kid. Yeah. So you got a kid making multi-$1 million. Yeah. Of course, he ain't gonna make the right decision. Yeah, we didn't make the right decision.
I was just about to say the same thing.
Ja, yeah. Right there, but see, Ja got the help of this man in his head. Kobe ain't had it. Kobe right. Didn't do that. Kobe, yeah. When Kobe came in the league, he was his own man from the rip. Ja got his own man, the dad in his head. The dad
trying to. And his circle.
Yeah.
Then.
Kobe ain't had no circle. I really look at all the documentaries. His best friend was in basketball. Outside of his children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you also look at it as if Kobe had a circle that's been there. Like I keep saying the thing about Ja Morant, if you have not spent time in South Carolina, and I'm not talking about Columbia, and I ain't talking about
Myrtle Beach.
What part are you from?
I'm talking about Monk's Corner. I'm talking about Sumter. I'm talking about where, you know, the parts of South Carolina where he's from, the Geechees.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever been to Sumter before?
Yeah, I was stationed in Naval Station Charleston.
Yeah.
Goose Creek. Man, bruh, it's a different level of, how can I say this?
I'm saying somebody greets you when you can get in enough. South Carolina, they're sitting on the porch with
his hand. Would you call it?
Well, it's a different level of sophistication with those folks.
Well, I got to shout out South Carolina because that's part of my family down there. Shout out to Lake City, South Carolina. Y'all, you know where Lake City is?
Yeah.
See, Lake City, South Carolina, shout them out. So,
see, you got to understand, and you also got to take into consideration what you consider success. And what we consider, you know, the measuring stick or the pinnacle or the thing we want to achieve, it's not going to be for everybody else.
No.
We've been there. No, they're already there. They're at their mountaintop. Who knows what we think?
Yeah, I mean, you're
talking about the NBA players, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you get there,
as far as Ja Morant goes, he probably think, I'm already here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I seen a clip of his interview. When he was getting cross-examined in court, the lawyer asked him about his diamonds.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I seen
that. If they were real.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Exactly.
He was so arrogant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not even taking a breath. I'm a millionaire.
But
I think sometimes, though, as black athletes,
you have to be more
we
mindful.
We are our own worst enemy.
Because we're not mindful enough. Yeah. It's like, okay, we got to be careful.
But think about it. You know, as a black professional athlete,
you're a target.
You're the most looked at that anything that you had did. Now, give me your top three cleanest black athletes that you didn't hit, that didn't really get in no trouble.
America?
Yeah, right now, like NBA players, I can give you my first one.
Who's that?
LeBron. Tim was the cleanest.
Who?
Tim Duncan was the cleanest.
Oh,
well,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Tim
Duncan, he didn't have a speed ticket. Oh, well, if it wasn't for that one incident, you're right about Tim Duncan, if it wasn't for that one incident where he just stared at the referee and got teed out the game.
About personal life.
Personal
life. Out, off the court. Out,
mm-hmm. Everything, off the court. Like, he never heard nothing about Tim Duncan. Never heard nothing about LeBron. And pretty much everything, you could kind of say, Mike, but they use his gambling habit against him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Outside of that, name anybody else that did this short. Okay, T-Mac. Grant Hill stayed because he was injured. But he robbed the NBA for 7 years in Orlando for $93 million. Can't be mad at that.
No.
Can't be mad at what about Steph?
Yeah, same difference, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you've never heard any off the court incidents.
But it's so crazy. They don't talk about
it. I give you another one. I give you another one. And I'm going to mess your head up with this one. One who doesn't get in trouble off the court,